a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
Well, that's us. We're Dave and Darren, and it's time for another one of our Top 5 Things podcasts. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
I don't know if I've ever been more pleased.
Darren's excited about something, and it looks like it's something Cover 5 related. What happened last night? I watched
Zero
television.
Look who's in first place for the week.
Oh, well, you took Pittsburgh.
I did.
Well, atta boy.
And get a load of who's first overall.
Who's the first overall? Is it Uncle Jizzy? Well, congratulations, Uncle Jizzy. We couldn't be more proud.
It's come to this.
Wow. That's a new one. I've never seen that name on the leaderboard.
Welcome,
so congratulations.
Welcome to the top of the mountain.
Involved must be very proud.
That's some rarefied air.
Raji.
Okay.
That's not who that is it?
No, I don't think so.
He doesn't go by that now, does he?
I hope not.
Oh, brother.
For 100 different reasons, I hope
tell
that's
you what,
not the case.
If he's going by that, yeah. He's going by that moniker now. Don't shake his hand. Don't shake his hand anyway.
Come on, kids, grow up.
Well, we're trying.
So Pittsburgh with a big win last night, huh? I guess I missed out on all of that. Mm. Welcome to the Top 5 Things. Again, I'm going to say my name is Dave, and this one is Darren. We do have five top things to get to. But I wanted to start with a couple of texts we've got on the Harrington's Pub text line. Would you tell us more about Harrington's Pub and the great deals they have to offer?
470-23-NACHO is the line there that you can offer up. And, of course, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, is home of the Quad City's very best Bloody Mary.
That's a good, that's for point.
Isn't that delicious?
For some reason, this morning, my computer is crawling at like a snail's pace.
Is there just that much news? Is that the idea that we're just being bombarded?
I don't know what's going on. I'm going to try and close this off. Someone was asking on the Harrington's Pub text line. I'm going to try and paraphrase them. I'd much rather read the actual text, but conditions force me to do it this way. Someone was asking if it would be okay if they could bookmark the Nacho Radio Amazon.com link and then just use that link for all of your Christmas shopping.
Yes, I think that's what we've suggested.
Be the preferred way of doing it.
That's the way I would go about
that's
it.
That's a
yes.
much easier way for all involved.
Yeah, then you don't have to you have to think about it once and then you don't have to think about it again.
Here we go. 563 writes, if I went to Amazon through your guys' link, then bookmark that to my toolbar.
That's right.
Does that still go to you guys? I'm planning on doing more shopping on Amazon this year. I want to make sure you guys get a cut. That is, in fact, 563, the ideal way to do it. Another text from the 309 says, hey, guys, I'm listening to today's podcast, and you were wondering why you didn't hear of any M80 stories around the 4th of July. That would be the news story they do every year where they blow up
the melons.
They blow up a mannequin and then they blow up a watermelon.
Yes.
Every year you can set your calendar to it. I didn't see that this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, what about stories of dead bodies being confused for Halloween decorations in October?
Yes.
We did get one of those this year.
Yeah, we got one of those.
Yeah, so that part of the calendar is correct. Everything's fine there. Two things you don't have to know what time of the year it is if you watch the news and see what the stories are.
Yeah, you can have foil on your windows and know what's going on.
And some people do. Some people do. And then
I did have a friend who did that.
Put foil on their windows?
We were living in Phoenix at the time, and I tend to think he must have been working some strange hours.
Okay.
So he put foil on the windows so that he could keep it as dark as possible to sleep in the sleeping chamber.
Well, you have to be careful which side of the foil you use, right? Doesn't one side kind of reflect the light and the other one refracts it?
That could be.
I mean, you could be heating up your windows in Phoenix to a degree that maybe they're not designed for.
The people who own the place
finally
came by and said, get rid of that.
We can't have.
You're not putting foil on the windows.
No, no.
Sorry, Elvis, but that's not happening.
Finally, one more text on the Harrington's Pub text line, and you can reach out anytime you like at
470 23 Nacho.
Gosh, I almost read the phone number where this came from. That would have been
well,
bad.
You can do that, too.
Well, I shouldn't, though. I shouldn't reveal a listener's phone number. 563.
We play by our own rules for the most part. Well, there's nothing really stopping us.
Know this. When you reach out to text us, we'll keep things as confidential as possible.
We can be very discreet.
563, taking issue with our last episode.
Yes, I did, too.
And in particular, what bothered you?
I don't know.
In particular, with our Michigas over all of the mispronunciations of aunt and aunt.
Oh, right.
And oysters and oysters.
Oysters.
Oysters is the one that really drives me crazy. Ella Fitzgerald.
I'd never heard that before.
Well, they say, number one, it is spelled A-U-N-T, yes. Not A-N-T.
That's true.
B, it's an East Coast thing where we are all proper and fancy.
That's right.
Three, suckers are people who don't like Star Wars. They are lollipops. Good day, sir. I don't understand what the sucker gimmick is.
If you don't like Star Wars, you're a sucker.
I don't agree with that at all. I think it's totally okay to not like Star Wars. It's not for everybody.
And when does Star Wars come
out? I know
out?
A guy who once told
Next
me...
week?
Freddie Mercury once told me, he said, Dave, Jaws was never my scene.
No.
I said, what about Star Wars, Freddie? He goes, I don't like Star Wars. I go, you know what, Freddie Mercury? We can still be pals.
I like Star Wars.
Thank you, kid in the Wizard of Oz scene of my favorite Christmas Story moment that's coming up soon where they'll be showing Christmas Story around the clock, 24 hours a day, and I just watch it just for the scene where Ralphie goes to the mall and that weirdo kid in the aviator goggles behind him goes, do you like the Wizard of Oz? That for me is Christmas.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't say Star Wars.
No, Star Wars doesn't exist where Ralphie is. Ralphie's in the late 1940s in northwest Indiana.
Mm.
There's no Star Wars where he's growing up.
I gotcha.
There's nothing the East Coast people do that drives me a little crazy. And I don't understand it. I don't understand how we can live in the same country and yet speak so differently. When there's concert tickets are going on sale.
Yes.
You go to the place to go get your concert tickets and you wait in line.
You did.
Well, I'm just saying.
You did.
Okay, look, concert tickets is a bad example because it's 2017 and nobody waits in line to get concert tickets.
If you do, you're a sucker. You're a lollipop.
You're at a restaurant.
Yes.
And there's only so many seats in the restaurant. Okay. So you're waiting in line to get into the restaurant. You're in the line.
Yes.
There they say waiting on the line.
Mm.
On the line is computers.
Yes.
Or on the line means you're on a telephone. Like, hey, I've got so-and-so on the line.
You're a crow.
Yeah. I'm waiting online. Boy, I'm glad you mentioned crows because there's some breaking news.
Really?
With the Black Crows.
Huh.
So the Black Crows broke up.
Yes.
This is the fourth or fifth time they've broken up.
Yes, they've gotten back together before.
Falling into the trope of bands with brothers who can't stand one another.
Right.
I will say this. My little brother Joe is a musician. I'm glad he and I are not in a band together.
Right.
I think that's
one of the... You would have had the same struggles?
I think that's one... Well, I have to assume. I have to assume we would have. There's just nothing, with the exception of the Van Halen brothers, there's really very few bands where the brothers get along.
Right.
Right? Iowa's own Everly Brothers can't stand each other.
Well... They get along better now.
Because one of them's dead?
Right.
Well, that's... I almost wonder if you don't get along better when one of them's dead. Because things end the way they end, and then you're just in that constant state of... You got your Kinks. You got your Oasis. You got your Black Crows.
Yes.
So, Black Crows... well, let's just get into this, because this is one of the top five things.
Okay, let's do that. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, where Elf Jr., the musical, is opening tonight. You can see it tonight, also the 18th and 19th of November, so that's available all this weekend. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at their box office. The Orpheum serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum is also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. And also coming soon to the Orpheum Theater, The Nutcracker, The Polar Express, magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, and more. The Orpheum Theater. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
Number one.
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 Number one.
Okay, so Black Crowes broke up, and Chris Robinson is in Chris Robinson's...
The Brotherhood of Man,
yeah,
something.
The Chris Robinson Brotherhood is what the name of it is. Now, I've got both of those records, and I will say this about the Chris Robinson Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Sure sounds an awful lot like the Black Crowes.
See how that works? See how that works, Rich Robinson?
Right. So Rich Robinson, the guitarist of the band, he started his own band called Salute, the Magpie Salute, where they go around and they do Black Crowes songs. And Chris Robinson goes, wait a minute.
Whoa, if you're going to do that,
right?
What are we doing here?
Well, this is the issue. We broke up so that you could start a cover band of the band that you were in? That's Chris Robinson's point. Now, Rich Robinson's point is, yes,
so
because I would rather be in a cover band than in the real band with you. Exactly.
I don't.
What does that say?
Yes.
I would rather be in the Magpie Salute, a tribute to the Black Crowes, even though I'm a founding member and I wrote a lot of the hits.
Yeah, I wrote them.
Yeah. I'm in the cover band, yeah, but I wrote half these songs. That's his argument, right?
So they are getting back together?
No.
No.
No, quite the opposite. This is where it gets even weirder. So all this time, Chris Robinson has been saying about Rich, what a sucker this guy is. What a dope. Instead of making new music, he's out there doing a Black Crowes tribute band.
So
Chris Robinson announcing now he's starting a new band called As the Crow Flies, which will be doing all the hits of the Black Crowes.
Now, so is he really going to do that?
Yes. Yes, they're going to be playing at this jam band finale here. What's it called? The Wanee Festival.
Now, is this a different band than the Brotherhood of Man or the Brotherhood of whatever?
Yes.
So those guys don't have any interest in playing any Black Crowes songs?
See,
I would think that if he says we're playing some Black Crowes songs, you're playing Black Crowes songs.
I think the attitude is when you go to the Chris Robinson Brotherhood shows, you're not hearing the Crowes, man. Uh-huh, yeah. That ain't happening.
Okay.
He wants to keep these things separate.
All right.
So, and I could see that, because then otherwise, you're Chris Robinson, and half your show is going to have to be Black Crowes songs.
Well, that's all right.
It's not all right, according to him. The whole thing is way more convoluted, and it doesn't need to be this confusing,
I'm guessing most people want to see the Black Crowes.
The Wanee Festival, which is a big jam band festival, at the top of the bill, this act is As the Crow Flies, and people are like, As the Crow Flies? What the hell is that? So then, yeah, Chris Robinson, Brotherhood frontman Chris Robinson goes, yeah, no, that's us. We'll be there. No one knows who else is in the band. Maybe it is the Chris Robinson Brotherhood just calling themselves As the Crow Flies so he can do Black Crowes songs.
Make them eat crow.
Well, now, Rich Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's going to cut into my tribute band.
Rich Robinson is pointing out what a hypocrite this guy is. For the last year, he's been slagging me for doing this Magpie Salute.
Right.
And now he's doing this As the Crow Flies. It just seems, yeah, like I said, it just seems like it doesn't need to be this.
That sounds like the sort of thing that an older person would say.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, he gave me the old Magpie Salute. Well, we should start saying that anyway. And it can be anything. It's like if someone just kind of looks at you, like they think they know you, but they're not sure they know you. You're like, oh, yeah, he gave me the old Magpie Salute.
This is probably one of those questions where you're all going to make fun of me like different colored eggs. By the way, my wife also thought that eggs were bleached. I found that out last night.
Is that where you got it from?
Maybe.
Yeah, see, it's all her fault.
It could be her fault.
Yeah, it's her fault. Because you were willing to believe it.
Oh, I take everything.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you said it?
Comes out of that woman's mouth.
Yeah, you said it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Why are you with it?
What would be the point? So this might be another shrimp cocktail moment.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't think this is as stupid. Are crows and ravens the same thing?
Crows and ravens?
Yeah, is a crow and a raven, is that the same bird? Mm. A magpie, is that that's also a crow?
Magpie's a bird.
Like if a magpie, a crow, and a raven
walk into a bar.
We're all walking into a bar. Who would you ID first?
I don't know.
Like a magpie is another word for a crow, right?
Okay.
Like Heckle and Jekyll cartoons.
Yeah.
Those were the talking magpies.
All right.
But they were clearly crows because half of those cartoons were about them trying to outsmart a living, breathing scarecrow. Try to get all that corn out of the field. So a magpie and a crow, I feel pretty good about being the same thing. But is a raven the same thing as a crow?
Hmm.
Do you have an opinion on this?
I don't know.
So this isn't a stupid question.
No, I'd be lying to you if I said that I knew for sure.
All right, chime in on the Harrington's Pub text line at 470-23-NACHO with your crow knowledge. Magpies, ravens, crows.
Are they all the same thing?
Right. It's like a ground squirrel and a chipmunk are the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
Which what do you call them, ground squirrels or chipmunks?
I guess I'd probably call them both. Whatever.
Do you?
Whatever pleases me.
Well, I call them chipmunks because, frankly, I think ground squirrel is a little derisive. It's like you're taking a shot at them because they can't climb trees. That's not their fault. They're just as God made them.
Or the fact that they're not a flying squirrel.
Right. Well, neither are regular squirrels.
You're grounded squirrel.
Right. A flying squirrel is like a squirrel putting on airs. And a ground squirrel is like a squirrel
literally,
where everyone's just like, thank you. And a ground squirrel is like, you think you're better than me because I can't climb a tree?
You think you're better than a ground squirrel?
How dare you? This shook the internet when somebody pointed out that the band is called Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yes.
When Alvin is himself a chipmunk.
That's true.
That never occurred to me, but you're absolutely correct, guy on Twitter who pointed that out.
I'm the only chipmunk that gets mentioned, though.
Right. Alvin,
leader of the band. I put the band together.
But see, why isn't it just the Chipmunks then?
In some circles, it probably is.
Which circles would those be?
It's because it'd be the same way.
Rodent circles?
Well, it'd be the same way as sometimes it's Paul McCartney and Wings, and sometimes it's just Wings.
Right. But it's not Paul McCartney and the Beatles.
No.
They're all Beatles.
That's true.
And it's not Paul McCartney and the Humans. Everyone in that band, except Denny Lane when he drank, was a human being. I'm taking shots at Denny. I think you're marvelous.
That's almost as bad as a ground squirrel. That's two. The Dave and Darren.
He knows what he did.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work. They do all that fantastic catering, and everyone's going to love it, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate party, a graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. They are home of the Quad Cities' best cheesesteak. Get one of those today. Their award-winning cheesesteak includes premium grilled steak melted with white American cheese, fried onions, hot or sweet peppers. At Capriati's on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, crows have a difference. Clusterflux says crows have a cawing sound, and ravens produce a lower croaking sound.
Okay.
Ravens and crows often, they're different birds.
They are different.
Ravens travel in pairs, while crows are seen in larger groups. And the collective noun for a crow is, when you have a bunch of crows together, Darren, do you know what that's called?
The collective?
Yeah, the collective noun for when you have a bunch of crows all together.
A cry.
Oh, that's good. That's incorrect, but that's not good. The collective noun of crows is, Darren.
Yes.
Darren.
Yes.
A murder of crows.
Oh, yes, I have heard that, sure.
No, a murder of crows.
Is there a tribute? There's got to be a tribute act for Counting Crows. But they don't do it themselves.
I wanted to get a band together that was a mashup of three of my favorite artists from the 1990s and call it Counting Black Sheryl Crows.
Mm.
And we would do, kind of mashups of and Black Crow.
Excellent.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be marvelous. Yeah. But nobody was going to really wanted to. But nobody really wanted to take.
And we all sheep for some reason. Mm. Black sheep for some reason.
Mm, well, yeah. What? Wasn't there an episode of the Partridge Family where the Scarecrow from the Wizard of Oz sang?
That was the dad.
Sang "Ba Ba Black Sheep" with the Partridge Family. Was Ray Bolger the patriarch of the Partridge Family?
No, that was supposed to be Shirley's father.
And before they were going to put him in hospice, father. They took him out and they did one last concert,
something like that. And his and her mom shows up too,
right?
And it's like because I was in the business,
yeah, right.
And
was it Ray Bolger?
Yeah,
he was very condescending to Shirley, like he didn't believe she and the kids had any business in the business.
When we're, well, I mean, they were taking a page out of Jack Cassidy there, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Ravens are larger.
Bigger bird.
They're bigger. A raven is bigger than a crow. And you can tell the difference by the tail, apparently. Crow's tail feathers are the same length, but the tail is where you can tell the difference. All right, so they're different. It just seems to me like some sort of copyright infringement then. Who's ripping off whom?
Nobody.
With this crow-raven thing?
Nobody.
Well, it just seems like...
They're different. They're different
but
birds.
But they're too similar is what I'm saying.
Well, they're similar.
It just seems like somebody fell asleep at the switch when they were designing birds.
Two.
Netflix releasing some numbers.
Will that be the first thing you bring up in heaven?
Let me ask you this, Lord.
Who's asleep at the switch up here?
Let me ask you this, Lord. It's not for me to say, but...
But it seems lazy.
It just seems like you phoned it in on the crow or the raven.
Uh-huh.
And the magpie is not a thing, right?
That's we just didn't get an answer with the magpie.
I think the magpie is just a colloquialism. That's just something people call crows.
Could very well be.
Because rather than saying a crow, people feel better about saying, magpie for some reason. Magpie
sounds
to me,
like an Eastern thing. Eastern, East
I think
Coast
magpie
thing.
Is more of a Southern thing.
Okay, maybe that is.
But see, magpie to me sounds like...
Some sort of delicious pie?
4 and 20 blackbirds you would bake in a pie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So a magpie, is that what the... Is that
maybe that's where that comes from.
Well, is that where the expression eating crow comes from?
Yeah.
4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie, now you got to eat crow. Is crow decent to eat?
I wouldn't think so. But I mean, in a pinch.
Right.
Depends on how it's prepared. That's always my answer.
chicken of the trees. Yeah, that's what they call it.
Chicken of the trees.
Netflix releasing some numbers showing how people are using it. A new study reveals that 67% of Netflix users watch shows in public.
You mean at work?
Well, on buses.
Is what you mean.
On buses, on planes,
at
or
work.
While commuting.
Uh-huh. At work.
The data also suggests that 12% of people in the United States who have Netflix confess to watching Netflix while in a public restroom.
You can't put it down?
It seems to me when...
For 2 minutes?
Yeah, public restroom is get in and get out. Surgical strike.
Right.
To just sit and... I'm in the public bathroom. I'll check up on that Orange is the New Black and see what those girls are doing. As long as I feel like I'm going to be in here a while, my diet is horrendous. What are you doing in there? I'm just going to watch some more Netflix. What?
The McRib is back and it's doing a number on me. I can't stop.
Remember last week we were talking about Disney looking to buy Fox. Now it looks like there's another suitor throwing their hat in the ring.
Mm.
Comcast might be interested in purchasing Fox. Again, okay. What Fox wants to do is get rid of their entertainment division. They just want to have sports and
you
news.
Guys take this over.
And that's it. So all of their TV channels, like National Geographic and the FX channels, that's FX, FXXX, and FXXXXXX, all of those would be up for grabs.
Do I get those?
Probably not. Your package is terrible. Also, your Fox News, that would stay with Fox, and your Fox News channel, that would stay with Fox. But Comcast already owns NBC.
Yeah.
So can a company own NBC and Fox? Does that seem like the best idea?
There used to be some sort of rules against that. I don't know that there are anymore.
Now, the cable channel where you watch a lot of your Cubs, Sox, Bulls, and Blackhawks games, that channel is...
Isn't that Comcast?
I thought so, too. They changed the name recently. Now it's NBC Sports Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Which threw me for a loop, because I was like...
It's a big name.
Where the hell are the Blackhawks on? What's going on here? It was the same channel, but they just changed the name of it. So now, yes.
By the way, your Bulls,
worst
team in the NBA.
Not good.
Or pretty close to
it. Well, with all those superstars on the team, I don't understand how that's possible.
Right.
I don't understand it.
Number four.
Oh, Darren. I hate to be the one to tell you this, or I'm thrilled to be the one to tell you this, but...
Just depends on how devious you are.
Well,
how devious are you this morning?
According to reports coming from inside the prison,
yeah,
America is going to be in the market for a new sweetheart.
Oh, someone's going down?
Charles Manson is on death's door.
Mm.
It's just a matter of time, they say. Although I would argue that's the case for all of us, isn't it?
Well, it's not an untrue statement.
You know, Manson will be dead.
Eventually.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woods Bob Ruffranich?
My guess is by the time most of you hear this, Charles Manson will be dead.
At the very end of that, that's just baby babble.
Well.
At the if you listen to it, just at the very end,
he
goes in like the last couple things he says. Play it again. The last couple things, it just goes into baby babble.
Oh, yeah. No, the whole thing. Are you mad?
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woods Bob Ruffranich?
It's coming from a place
like Charles Manson, if you would stop talking to my baby, that'd be great.
Manson family babies,
don't make
your dreams come true.
Don't be going
when your world is kind of rough.
Coochie, coochie, coochie. Well, that wouldn't be coochie. That would be Charo speaking to your baby.
Charles Manson, at the moment we're recording this, is
not
alive. Not going
to make it through the year, huh?
But he's being kept at the hospital. This is his second trip to the hospital for what they say is serious intestinal bleeding.
Mm.
He's in prison for his role in the Tate-LaBianca murders. Rushed to the hospital over the weekend because he looked ashen, it says here.
He's looked ashen for a while.
Well, he's 83 years old, Charlie Manson.
Do you really need to rush him to the hospital?
I wouldn't.
We'll go.
We'll go
to the hospital.
I would go.
But you know, we're not turning on the sirens.
If it were me, I'd stop and get lunch.
Yeah,
he's got.
I'd go watch some Netflix in a bathroom.
It says here there are 5 cops constantly at his side while he's in the hospital.
Did one of the family members get out of jail?
The Manson family?
Did someone get paroled?
The Manson family.
Did someone get paroled?
I'm not sure of that. They're always up for it.
I know that, but I thought one finally got...
Somebody got let out?
Got something. I don't know if they actually got let out, but they're going to get let out. Did I see that wrong?
That somebody was...
Yeah.
Somebody had done enough time from the 1969 murders?
Someone had finally... been granted?
Yeah, back in September, Leslie Van Houten.
Houten.
Yeah.
So she did get paroled, but is she out yet?
She has been granted parole.
Parole, so not yet.
She was, let's see, earlier this year, Patricia Krenwinkel was denied parole. Sorry, Patty, it's not happening for you.
Right. But?
But this Van Houten...
That's why I always want to call it Van Winkle.
Yeah, well, they're saying the people reversed this.
Right. But initially they said yes.
Let's see. So this happened in September. The governor has 120 days to affirm, reverse, or take no action. So
what would take no action mean?
Well, he does nothing. He can either reverse the parole
right.
or accept it. Saying, I think this is good, or you do nothing, and then it just happens, and you say, hey, listen, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Mm.
Yeah. At one point during her parole hearing, her latest parole hearing, she was asked to define remorse.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, I don't know what that word means.
I really don't know what it means.
She literally doesn't know the definition of the word remorse.
I'm sorry. Is this a test?
I would think.
Is this a test?
If you're studying up for a parole hearing.
I haven't had a chance to look into that yet. Remorse? Is that like remorse code? I'm sorry. I don't know what you're
remorse,
saying.
Remorse like the cat remorse? I haven't seen television.
Remorse the cat. I haven't seen television since Morris the cat.
I haven't seen a TV commercial since 1969.
Uh-huh.
So I'm guessing Remorse the cat.
Is he still with us?
69,
dudes! Is he still with us?
Morris the cat was voiced by the same guy.
Who invented dynamite.
As He-Man.
He-Man.
He-Man and Morris the cat.
Mm.
It's the same voice. Also, how's this for a mind blower? Remember the old Spider-Man cartoons? Does whatever a spider can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spins a web, any size.
Sure.
The voice of Spider-Man is the same actor and the same voice as Hermie the Misfit Elf on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh.
It's the same guy.
Very versatile.
Uh-huh.
Is that the top five things?
No, we have to get to number five yet.
Okay, I didn't think so. No, we're fine. We're meandering down the path, taking our time.
That's the beauty of this show.
Right.
We're beholden to no one, but you, our listeners, and especially you, our patrons.
And we might give your phone number out.
No, we won't.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five. This is weird. A couple of airliners and F-15s were involved in a bizarre encounter with what they're calling a mystery aircraft over Oregon. This happened back on October the 25th. A mystery aircraft was flying in the daytime. And it was kind of buzzing around where all the airliners were.
Yeah.
It was going back and forth from south to north between California and Nevada, zipping around Portland and Seattle and then beyond. This happened around 4:30 in the afternoon on October 25th near the California-Oregon border. Multiple pilots saw this thing flying around, and then they scrambled the jets, and the jets saw it. And there have been confirmations from both the FAA and NORAD that this is a real thing. They just don't know what the hell it was. Or they're not saying what it was. But yeah, some sort of UFO confirmed flying over Oregon.
Kind of early for Santa.
The world that we live in, with all these damn scandals going on, if the Martians were to land today, it would be on page 4 of the newspaper.
Yeah, we wouldn't.
That's the perfect time for Martians to come.
Maybe they're the ones behind everything.
It would explain some things, yes. Those were your top five things, Darren.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot and iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Those make great gifts. Also, gift cards and chocolate-covered espresso beans make a great stocking stuffer this holiday season. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more fall into a spice chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte. East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And, of course, the podcast is brought to you by the fine patrons. On Podbean, you can become a patron on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. And, of course, yes, you can bookmark that. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriati's.com. Capriati's gift cards also make the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there today for lunch and or dinner, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, Deucer chiming in here saying that magpies are different from ravens and crows.
Okay.
He saw one when he was in China. He says it's similar to a crow, but black. Well, crows are black.
Yes.
Am I wrong about that? Isn't that why they call them the black crows?
Chinese crow.
Chinese crows. Crows are supposed to be super smart animals too, right?
Okay.
Like, if you give them presents, they will...
They'll do what?
Well, there was that story last year, the little girl who had a crow, she would give it shiny presents, and he was like her best friend in the world.
Mm.
Crows are very, very smart, and sometimes they will start fires. They'll pick up discarded cigarette butts and bring them someplace that they want to burn to the ground. A true story.
Are they mean?
Rajee!
I don't think crows are nice.
No.
But they can be.
They can be nice if they choose to.
I guess it's, you know, crows all have the same free will as the rest of us. Disguised bank teller robs the bank that they work at.
Now, that's an inside job.
Latasha Gamble.
Did she rob it while she was working?
A pink floral nightgown and black lipstick. This is according to the Chicago Tribune.
That's a good look.
Disguised bank teller robs branch of own bank. Arrested later that day at work. So she's showing up to work after she robbed it. Ugh. Sorry, I was late. I had a thing.
I've got a job to do.
She says here that she held up the bank that she worked at and got $126,000.
Nice.
You know, normally they don't tell you how much they get because they don't want to encourage people robbing banks.
That's a good haul.
126 grand? Jeez.
All in a day's work.
She's accused of robbing, a couple of days ago, robbing a Chase bank at gunpoint. Charged with bank robbery, taken into custody a few hours after the heist at another branch of the same bank when she reported to work as a teller.
Okay, so she didn't rob her bank.
I guess there's a lot of Chase banks in Chicago.
Sure.
Yeah. So she had some idea what was going on.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said, let's go to the vault when it was time to...
Well, anyone could say that. You don't necessarily... You wouldn't have to have any sort of understanding of the workings of a bank to say, take me to the vault.
Yeah, but you know, I don't feel like they do that. I feel like most bank robbers do it right there at the...
Well,
at
that's
the,
true.
At the...
Well, you take me to the vault, and I don't know what else is going on in here now, do I?
Right. Most people, when they rob banks, just do it right there at the counter. Here's
so
a
I can
note.
Keep an eye on everybody.
Here's a note. Go get me money, and I'm going to run. This one was like, and let's go here, and I'm going to... Oh, and this is the office supply closet. You keep it stocked like we like. I'll take some of that. I'm going to take some sweetener. It's going to be marvelous.
Yeah, we don't have the security guards there anymore.
No, no. Walmart, it seemed like not that long ago I was telling you stories about how Walmart wanted you to buy everything online.
Mm-hmm.
They've now got a big giant thing on the front of the store that says, pick up the stuff that you bought online here.
There's
a, and yep. special parking for that, online.
That's exactly right.
Well,
there's
now they've decided.
Spot.
Now they've decided just in time for Black Friday. Time to jack up the prices online.
If, yeah.
To get you to come into their stores.
Ah.
Now that you like our online, uh-huh. we're going to jack up the prices. So now you have to come to our stores. This whole online thing, it was a yumbo. And we got you right where we uh-huh. want you. And it's not like Walmart doesn't need the money because they just lost a lawsuit. This guy went to a Walmart to buy a watermelon. An Army veteran went to buy a watermelon. Broke his hip back in 2015. Henry Walker, Alabama resident, slipped and fell while reaching for a watermelon, shattered his hip, and now the court says Walmart owes him $7.5 million. $7.5 million uh-huh. for breaking his hip while slipping for a watermelon. He sued Walmart for negligence and wantonness. Told the court he was just trying to get a watermelon. Foot got caught in a wooden pallet on the floor, causing him to fall and fracture his hip. So, yeah, they say when they looked at the security footage, they noticed that a bunch of people got their foot stuck in that pallet the same way that he did. So it had happened to a lot of other customers. Why didn't they fix it?
Can you imagine if you were the legal team, if it's just you for Walmart? Just put it over there. Just, I'll get to it when I can get to it. Can you imagine?
The jury awarded this man $2.5 million in compensatory damages, plus another $5 million in punitive damages.
How many
damages.
Seconds do you think, how many seconds elapse before mm-hmm. Walmart gets sued again? How often do they get sued? Every what? How many seconds do you think?
That's a great question. I would be willing to say there's a lawsuit filed against Walmart every 20 minutes.
Something crazy.
Right?
Just like, put it there. Yeah. I just, right in the inbox. I'll look at it when I can look
they
at it.
They just have one guy one that guy. Does all the searching. Yeah. That's not bad. I'll get to it when I get to
okay.
it.
Guess who doesn't get to have Thanksgiving this year?
If you want to do your online shopping at Amazon.com, please use the Amazon link that's available at NachoRadio.com. And again, you can bookmark that so that every time you go to Amazon, you're using our link. And then we get a cut of the action. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't cost you any more money.
No, you're not paying any more money, no.
But Amazon's thrilled.
They consider that advertising.
Exactly.
So they,
and then they cut
they,
us.
They pay us a tiny bit.
Right. So you buy yourself a new television set, they might give us a dollar.
Maybe.
Right?
Buy a bigger TV.
Yeah, you need a bigger TV. Well, here's the thing. They've got some deals. They've announced some of the deals that will be available starting today, as a matter of fact. Some of the
seems like a week ahead
some
of time.
Of the, yeah, it is a week ahead of time because Black Friday is November 24th, but we're recording this on November the 17th. And boy, they got some deals: $20 off the Echo and Echo Dock, $50 off Amazon Tap, $50 off the Fire HD 10. They also have it says here a 75-inch 4K Sony TV for $2,000, a 65-inch Sony 4K Ultra HD Smart LED. for $1,500.
I guess I should mention that if you're going to be shopping for the River Bandits, that there's a sale going on as well, Black Friday through Cyber Monday, 30% off.
At riverbandits.com?
That's right.
Really? Huh? 40% off select mattresses, furniture, and area rugs. 40% off thermos products. 60% off New Balance shoes and apparel. 20% off an atomic foosball table. All of these. A popcorn machine. Paragon popcorn machine, 20% off.
What's atomic foosball? That could get kind of dicey.
Well, it's played in the demilitarized zone.
Exactly. And that's how we're going to settle things.
The stakes have never been more important. My goodness. I mentioned Phoenix, Alabama, where this guy broke his hip. And that reminds me of this story in Utah, where parents are not happy. There's a new high school in Farmington, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
They decided when this new high school opens next fall in 2018, the mascot will be known as the Phoenix.
Okay. The Phoenix Phoenix.
Yes. Well, no, there the, it's
Circus, Circus, Circus.
It's, again, Utah, Farmington, oh, Utah.
Farmington,
right.
Utah.
So the mascot will be known as the Phoenix.
Farmington Phoenix.
Yes, the Farmington Phoenix. But the problem that parents have with this is that the plural of Phoenix is Phoenixes or Phoenixes.
Yeah.
And the parents in Utah all think that sounds a little bit too much like penis.
What's wrong with that?
I don't understand. I would just say there is no plural.
It's, no, we're, that's we're what just you were just Phoenix. Calling ourselves. Yes, we're right. calling ourselves
the Fighting Phoenix. Phoenix.
Yeah. Like yeah. Stanford is a cardinal, not the Cardinals.
Exactly. Parent says here, I have no interest in my daughter or my son playing sports and getting referred to as something like a penis. The school's mascot's name was selected by students who will be attending the school next year. The name beat out the Farmers. Yeah, well, nobody wants to be the Farmington Farmers.
But that's what the Farmington Farmers are here in Illinois.
Is that right?
Yes, the Farmington, Illinois is the Farmington Farmers.
Also on the ballot was Eagles.
Farmington Eagles.
Yeah, Farmington Phoenix.
It's fine.
I like it. There's like an alliteration, even
sure,
though...
you got to alliterate.
Even though, yeah. Why not?
Hang around.
We are one. We are the Phoenix, according to the principal. He says no. The Phoenix will remain singular and not pluralized.
Yes.
He says, we are one. Together.
We are one.
Together, we are the Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Exactly. Exactly.
I just slipped on a watermelon.
Here's the thing, too. I don't know that other rival schools would have put this together. I think
But now you have.
Now you've put that out there for them. So now you're going to have to deal with all these penis chants at all of your sporting events because you made that happen. Two more quick stories, and then we'll be back on Tuesday, everybody. Tuesday will be the next show. Story here of somebody that had too much to drink and went to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you're drinking, you're driving, you're thinking, I'll go ahead and get a little grease in me before I pass out. This guy was unhappy when he was told, a 30-year-old, unhappy when he was told that they didn't have any chicken McNuggets.
Ever? No chicken ever?
Because it was 4:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And this guy wanted chicken McNuggets.
They're open at 4:30, huh?
Yeah, oh, some of them are open 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This happened in New South Wales, Australia.
I'm surprised they don't have the chicken what is it called? They're McNuggets.
Yeah, right.
I'm surprised they don't have the McNuggets McMuffin.
Why? You just blew my mind.
Right. Why don't they have that for breakfast?
Well, here's the thing. You've got the McGriddle, which is basically a pancake. Why not have a McNugget McMuffin, it's a waffle.
Or McNugget,
chicken and waffles.
Yeah, the McNugget McGriddle. And you basically have chicken and waffles.
Why isn't that a thing, McDonald's?
See, come on.
Right? That's genius. I think that's genius.
Thank you.
Well, this guy wanted McNuggets. They said, no, it's 4:30 in the morning. So he goes, you know, fine.
I'll wait.
He says, give me 200 hash browns. Which...
Take that.
200 hash browns. He decided then to do laps around the drive-thru a couple of times.
Till you're done?
When the cop showed up, he was berating the restaurant staff for making him wait for his 200 hash browns, still weren't done.
It is going to take a while.
Found to be three times over the DUI limit down
there. You wouldn't start 200 hash browns, would you?
I'd be like,
no, you get two.
We give you 10?
How about we give you two?
Right? That's enough.
Yeah.
Finally, we end with a story. I don't know. I've never quite understood this. This idea of the family's doing a Disney trip, and we're going to surprise the kids, and we're going to videotape their reaction.
We've seen this on television.
Right.
We've seen this as part of their commercials.
Right. Where
they open up a pizza box. They think they're getting pizza. We're going to...
And the thing is with children...
Where's the pizza?
Like, that's what... However you think things are going to go when you hatch these cockamamie ideas...
You don't know.
Children are their own people. They're not reading from the script that's in your head. So whenever you say, hey, we're going to do this, and you think everyone's going to be excited, a lot of times people are not as excited as you think they are when you cook this thing up in your head. Is that fair?
I had a tweet that said, children are like small shop owners. You never know what they have in store.
That's brilliantly said.
Thank you.
You're like the Confucius of the modern era.
Thank you.
At some point, many, many years from now, your tweets will be in fortune cookies. That is my belief.
I think they should be there now.
So the idea is you say, hey, we told you we were going to go to this place, but instead we're going to Disney World. And then the kids go, oh my God, we're going to Disney World.
I'm not paying for this.
I can't believe this shit. What the fuck?
Where's the pizza?
So, I was told there'd be pizza.
Where did you put the pizza?
God damn it. Where's that pizza?
Yeah, this is not just an empty pizza box. It better not be.
This is an empty promise is what this is.
I'm still hungry.
God damn it. So these kids live in Calgary, which is pronounced, by the way, Calgary.
Calgary.
I told you I talked to an actual Canadian, and she told me no one says Calgary.
Okay.
They buy them matching Mickey Mouse shirts. I think these boys might be twins.
Boy, this is a real Mickey Mouse operation.
They have them put on these...
How often does that get said?
Down there?
Yeah. Do you hear that a lot?
You know what I also think happens a lot? Like if you work at the railroad, every day you go, this is a hell of a way to run a railroad. You ever heard that expression?
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse operation probably happens more.
All the time. Under
what
their breath.
Mickey Mouse operation
is. And then the guy has a big smile on his face like, I just said that. I just thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
They say it and then they just got... It's the biggest smile they have on their face the whole day they're here is when the dad... Or their grandpa says that. It's like, I hope someone heard that.
So this family lives in Calgary. They told their boys who are wearing Mickey Mouse shirts that they're going to go to Winnipeg. Oh. And I'll just let it play out here
you. Okay, guys, we're not going to Winnipeg.
What?
Look at your shirt.
Who's on your shirt?
It's Mickey Mouse on the shirt, all right?
Look at your shirts and see who's on them. We're going to go see Mickey Mouse.
We're going to Disney World.
No!
What? Ethan and Johnny, we're going to Disney World.
You're never going to Winnipeg! You're such a liar!
Yeah.
I'm going to my room, I'm shutting it, I'm locking it, I'm not going to the plane!
I'm not getting on that plane.
I'm not going. I am.
You said we're going to Winnipeg.
You are a lawyer. It's my favorite little kid.
Don't mince words. There was if someone's a liar, call him one.
There was no need for this. There was no need for this horseshit story about Winnipeg. You could have just told us we're going to Disney World. I am not here to be manipulated.
No, do not do that.
That kid is my kid of the day.
Kid of the day.
That's going to do it for your top five things.
The top five things has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Make sure you pair that with one of their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla at both locations, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, and of course the one here in Davenport, 53rd Street in Davenport, Capriati's Sandwich Shop. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. We're back on Tuesday.
We'll see you then. Until we get a chance to do it for you, then hang loose, Kooks!
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.